Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and give you clear, actionable insight. Today, we're tackling something pretty fundamental in IT operations. It's that invisible wall, really, between critical systems. You know, the ones your help desk, your phone system, maybe 3CX or something similar, and then everything happening in M365. They don't talk to each other properly, and it creates this massive drag.
It's definitely more than just a drag. It's a huge drain on resources, on time, and honestly on morale, too. IT teams end up being like part switchboard operator, part data entry clerk.
Yep.
Chaotic. So what we're diving into today is how AI automation can potentially fix this. The idea is creating one intelligent ecosystem, turning that manual mess into something, well, streamlined and smart.
Right. And we're going to really unpack the specifics, how this AI actually connects these three key systems, the help desk, 3CX, and M365, and crucially, what kind of results people are actually seeing, the nuts and bolts of it. Okay, so let's unpack the problem itself first. We all kind of feel that switching between systems is inefficient, but what's the actual cost? How big of a problem are we really talking about when these tech stacks are fragmented?
It's surprisingly big, yeah. When these systems are siloed, you see costs mount up in, well, four main ways, pretty consistently.
Okay. Where should we start? Maybe the one that drives the IT folks crazy day to day.
Yeah, good place to start. That's the time drain. The data we've seen suggests IT pros can waste, up to 30% of their entire workday just on repetitive admin tasks. And this isn't, complex troubleshooting. It's copying call notes into a ticket. It's figuring out who should get this email request.
Mm.
It's updating status in two different places, just manual stuff.
30%. Wow. So for every, say, 2 hours of actual problem solving, there's an hour just spent on moving data around.
Pretty much, yeah. And that inefficiency, it directly feeds the second cost, delayed response times. If you need a person to manually read, decide, and route every single critical ticket, well, things just sit there in a queue. That's how you blow past your SLAs. And suddenly, a minor issue becomes a business disruption just because of that initial lag.
Okay, but even if we speed up routing, isn't there still that context issue? Like, does the tech even know what the user was doing right before they created the ticket? That's the whole data silo thing, right?
Absolutely, that's a huge part of it. So the ticket pops up for the technician. Maybe it's routed quickly now, but they can't easily see, the M365 error logs related to it or the transcript of the 3CX call the user just made. They have no context. So what happens? They spend the first 5, maybe 10 minutes just asking the user to repeat everything. It just drags out resolution time.
And then I imagine when management wants to know why things are slow, they run into the fourth problem.
Yep. The reporting nightmares. Trying to get a clear picture means someone has to manually pull data from the phone system logs, the help desk reports, maybe even Teams activity. You could forget real-time visibility. You're always looking backwards, maybe at last week's data, because just getting the data together is a major task.
So the bottom line here is these tools, the help desk, the VoIP system like 3CX, M365, they're good at their own jobs individually. But because they weren't really built to talk seamlessly, you get these bottlenecks everywhere a user interacts with IT.
Right. And this is where AI automation comes in. But it's important to understand it's different from, let's say, traditional automation. Traditional automation is more like a fixed script. If this happens, then do that. Always the same. AI-powered automation, though, it uses more intelligent connections. It actually learns from data patterns, adapts its approach.
Okay. Can you give an example? How is that different in practice? What can the AI do that, like, a simple rule can't?
Sure. So a traditional rule might be, if email subject contains printer, route to hardware team. Simple. But what if the email says, my printer isn't working and I also can't get into Outlook? The simple rule either breaks or sends it to the wrong place. An AI, using context, understands printer and Outlook, sees it's more complex, maybe recognizes the user's role, and routes it straight to a tier two person who handles both systems. That's intelligent ticket routing. It bypasses the basic steps.
Ah, okay. So it gets rid of that manual sorting step, the triage bottleneck. And it keeps track of time, too, automatically. How does it make sure urgent stuff doesn't just get stuck if the first person assigned is swamped?
That's the automated escalation management piece. The AI is constantly watching the clock on tickets against their SLAs. So if a critical P1 ticket hits, say, the 30-minute mark without action, the AI can automatically reassign it to the next available senior tech. Or it can ping a manager. Doesn't need someone to remember to check a dashboard constantly.
Makes sense. Let's talk about those specific integrations now. How does the AI actually connect, say, a phone call coming into 3CX with the help desk ticket?
Yeah, this is where you see huge gains in context. So when a user calls support, First, the system uses speech-to-text to transcribe the call pretty much in real time. Then, and this is the clever bit, AI uses natural language processing, NLP, to analyze that transcript. It looks for keywords, sentiment is the user frustrated, urgency cues like system down or critical, and it can even figure out the likely category of the problem.
Okay, so it takes that messy, unstructured voice call and turns it into structured data the help desk can use.
Exactly. So the AI can then automatically create the help desk ticket, attach the recording and the transcript, set the priority based on what it heard, and log all the call details. The technician getting that ticket doesn't just see user called. They see what was said, how urgent it sounded, maybe recent related tickets, all before they even reach out.
That context must be incredibly valuable. Now, how does M365 weave into this as the place where everyone's already working?
All right, M365 Sync is key because it brings IT support into the flow of work. With Teams integration, for example, the AI can post automatic updates about a ticket right into a relevant Teams channel, you know, ticket resolved or escalated to Tier 3. Technicians can even collaborate on tricky issues within Teams without constantly switching back to the help desk tool.
So less app switching for the IT team, too. Makes sense.
Exactly. And looking longer term, there's SharePoint automation. When a ticket gets resolved, the AI can look at the solution steps and automatically draft a knowledge base article or maybe update an existing one on SharePoint. This helps build up that self-service resource for users much faster than humans could typically write documentation. Plus, you know, basic Outlook synchronization. Just make sure emails related to a ticket are linked up, giving everyone that single view of the conversation.
Okay, this is where the rubber meets the road. We've talked about efficiency, but what are the actual measurable results? You mentioned stats earlier, 40, 60% faster response times. That sounds huge. Where does that saving primarily come from? Is it mostly cutting out that initial triage?
It's a mix, but yeah, a huge chunk comes from eliminating the manual triage and also that let me get the backstory phase, because the AI routes it fast to the right person with the context already attached. Response times drop dramatically. Like you said, 40, 60% is common. Users feel that difference immediately. Satisfaction goes way up.
And for the IT staff, taking away that 30% admin work we talked about, what does that translate to in terms of their output?
We typically see a technician productivity boost of around 20 to 30%. They're genuinely freed up to solve more complex problems instead of just managing queues and data entry. And because they have better info up front, they solve things faster the first time. First call resolution rates improve significantly, often by 25-35%, less back and forth.
Okay, so the benefits seem pretty compelling. If someone listening is thinking, all right, I need to look into this, the vendor landscape can be confusing. What are the really crucial features they should be looking for when evaluating these AI integration platforms?
Good question. First, definitely look for native integrations. You want solutions that connect smoothly to your specific help desk, your UC system like 3CX and M365, ideally without needing tons of custom coding. Second, make sure it's true AI-powered intelligence. Ask how it learns and adapts, not just executes preset rules. Otherwise, you're just buying a fancier version of old automation. And then, of course, you need customizable workflows to match how your team actually operates, and absolutely non-negotiable security and compliance. This system touches a lot of sensitive data.
The potential seems clear, but let's be realistic. Integrating systems like this is rarely just flick a switch. What are the main hurdles IT teams should brace for?
Absolutely right. Number one, almost always, is change management. People are used to their current processes, even inefficient ones. You need really clear communication about how this helps them, lets them do more interesting work, reduces frustration, not just about efficiency metrics, and solid training is key.
So it's framing it as removing headaches, not removing jobs.
Precisely. The second big one is data quality. AI learns from the data you feed it. If your current ticket data is messy, inconsistent or incomplete, well, garbage in, garbage out, you really need to audit and clean up your existing data before you implement. Set some standards going forward.
Which leads to the third point, I guess. Don't just automate a broken process.
Exactly. That's process documentation and optimization. Before you automate anything, map out your current workflows. Are they actually logical? Where are the real bottlenecks? Optimize the process first, then automate the improved version. Automating a bad process just makes the bad process run faster, which doesn't help anyone. And thinking bigger picture, this kind of integrated AI-driven approach really sets the stage for what's next in IT operations. We're moving towards support that's genuinely proactive.
Okay, proactive. What does that actually look like? What are these emerging capabilities?
Well, we're starting to see predictive problem resolution. This is where AI analyzes system performance data, logs, etc., and spots potential issues before they actually affect users. Instead of waiting for the call or ticket, it might trigger automated fixes or alert IT to investigate proactively. Then there's the ongoing improvement in NLP. Imagine users just talking or typing naturally to a support bot, like they would to a person, and the AI understands the intent without needing rigid forms.
And the ultimate goal, I suppose, is systems that fix themselves.
That's the dream of self-healing systems, yeah. We're already seeing automation handle simple, common things, password resets, clearing specific caches, restarting services with zero human touch. This frees up the human experts for the really complex strategic stuff that needs judgment and experience.
Okay, we definitely have to touch on the staffing question. It always comes up. If you automate away 30% of the manual workload, does that mean organizations will need fewer IT staff?
Yeah, it's a fair question, but the consensus across the board is no. It really transforms the role of IT staff. It doesn't eliminate the need for them. Think about it. The automation lets the existing team handle way more volume, tackle more complex issues, and focus on strategic projects that actually move the business forward. Service quality goes up, IT's overall contribution increases. It's about enhancing productivity and capability, not really about reducing headcount. The need for smart people overseeing complex tech isn't going away. Hashtag hack outro.
Well, this has been really insightful. It feels like we're finally getting tools to tackle that age-old IT problem of everything being disconnected. I think the cool message here is that AI automation isn't just about tweaking one system. It's about creating that essential context and efficiency by truly unifying your help desk, your comms platform like 3CX, and M365. You're basically turning three separate tools into one single intelligent layer for managing IT.
Exactly. And maybe the final thought for you, the listener, to chew on is this. This kind of integration isn't some far-off dream. Basic setups, especially with native integrations, can often be up and running in just a few weeks, maybe 2 to 4. And the return on investment, purely from saved labor costs, usually hits within 6 to 12 months. So the provocative question is, how many hours of that manual, repetitive admin work are happening in your organization right now, and what strategic high-value work could your team be doing with that time instead?